Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my college football co-host, Disa.
Hello.
What's up, Disa? And our special guest picker this week is Alexis. What's up, Alexis?
Hey, Nate. Hey, Dakota.
How we doing? So happy you're here. Thanks for joining us. If you don't know who Alexis is, she is married to the moderator. That's the best explanation I can give. And she's been A1 day one on the show. She's came to every live event we've put on. And we appreciate you, Alexis. And we just had to have you on. I heard you did a ton of research and you got some good picks for us. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
I did. AJ made me do a lot of research, actually. He only helped me a little bit. So I'm pretty happy with my picks.
Oh, well, I'm excited to hear them. Listen, you can't do any worse than the last guest picker. He went 0-5.
That's so, what I heard.
Yeah. So right now the leaderboard looks like Ryan's on top with a measly 2-3 record. So you can easily find your way at the top of this leaderboard immediately. And then second place, we got Jake. He's 0-5, technically 0-6. So you really can't do any worse. So no pressure. Disa had a really good week. Disa, would you go 3-0?
Yeah, I went 3-0, and then the little suggestion I had, the Akron over, it went over.
Yeah, you said, they score 46 on Akron by themselves, and Akron won that game. So
yeah, with their third string quarterback.
Good. Maybe that's their problem. But no, solid week. I ended up going 4-2. So me and you, we had a pretty good week together. Another undefeated week for you. I think that's your second one of the year. So shout out to you. Are you 8-5 now? I think that's,
yes.
Right on. And I'm 18-16. So I got a lot of bets out there. I'm still hanging on to my positives. So I hopefully I can go 5-0. But we're gonna go ahead and get it started with Alexis. We're gonna let her give us her first pick. What do you got?
So for my first pick, I'm going to do a Big Ten plus Alabama three-leg teaser. Number two, okay. Iowa is at home versus Purdue. Originally, they were -11.5. I'll be teasing them down to 5.5 points.
Okay.
And then next, I have Wisconsin at home versus Army. So originally, they were -14. I'll be teasing them down to -8. And okay. Then lastly, Alabama. They are coming off of a loss last week. So over their last 10 losses, they're 9-1 the following game. So I'm feeling pretty confident. They're playing Mississippi State, and originally they were -17, and I'll be teasing them down to -11. So all in all, I have Iowa -5.5, Wisconsin -8, and Alabama -11. And then the odds for that comes out to +180.
Oh, wow. Really good pick. Look at this. Okay. Coming in with insight. With
a big teaser. Okay.
Right. The three-team teaser. Hey, I'm rooting for you. Let's go. You're getting three games in one pick. I love that pick. I'm really digging that. Shit. What was the first leg of it?
Oh, you're the
Iowa game. Yeah. I like that one at 5. And I like Wisconsin tease down too. Bama makes me nervous, even though I kind of contradict myself with my pick. But anyway, no, I think that is a really good chance of winning.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Yeah. And Disa, why don't you just go ahead and go second? What's your first pick?
Yeah, my first game is Michigan State, Indiana. Michigan State is -4.5. The Spartans got the nation's leading rusher in Kenneth Walker, and they got a pretty good passing attack to back them up. They got three receivers that can score at any time. Indiana is allowing 130 yards rushing a game, and then their three ranked opponents, they've lost by 10 plus in all of them. So I'm going to take Michigan State -4.5.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like that pick. I had that written down originally. I just kind of passed on. Didn't one of the receivers have like 6 catches, 200 plus yards, and 3 touchdowns or something crazy like that?
Yeah, I think I know they have 2 receivers with over 20 catches. They might have 3.
Yeah.
So they spread around really well, and they have the best run back in the nation.
I think they're the scariest team in the Big Ten, not as far as maybe the best, but maybe like the most underrated kind of sneaking up, because this isn't the Michigan State offense of old. This is a whole new team. So, yeah, I dig that pick. I'm going to go ahead and start with the game that Alexis kind of talked about. I'm going to go ahead and pull it out there. This is my least confident pick. I'm going to take Alabama, but I'm going to give all that 17 points. I'm not going to tease it. They're playing, like Alexis has mentioned, she said they lost last week, which everyone was shocked about. But against Mississippi State team, I think Alabama goes out, handles, wins by at least 40. So I'm going to take Alabama minus 17.
All right. So my second pick is going to be number 17, Arkansas. Razorbacks, they're at home versus Auburn. I'm taking them minus 3.5 because we all know that Bo Nix is trash. So,
yes, I agree. He is a dumpster.
You know, I also have that game, but I checked it yesterday. It was minus 4.5 for Arkansas.
Oh,
and
wow.
Last week I talked about the two teams and their spread against Georgia, and Auburn actually had a lower spread against Georgia, and I mentioned that I think Arkansas is better. So they're coming off a heartbreaking loss last week. They scored as time expired, but they missed the extra point or the 2-point conversion to win the game. So I'm going to go with Arkansas minus 4.5.
Oh, so somewhat of a luck it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that game. That game makes me nervous. I just both teams coming off a loss, and who knows what we're going to see after that. But I'm going to go with – I'm going to take that Army-Wisconsin game, but I'm going to take it under. It's the lowest over-under on the card. It's 39 points. I only say that because, yes, Army scored a lot of points to start the season, but against really bad football teams. They played two games against the MAC the last two games, and they've barely put any points on the board. They're 1-1 in those two games. I just don't see them putting any points against this Wisconsin or defense. And you know me, I hate this Wisconsin offense. Graham Mertz is the most disappointing quarterback in college football. So I don't see many points going on the board under 39. I think that's a steal.
What's disappointing? What happened to your Heisman candidate? Remember that?
Which one? De'Eric King or Spencer Rattler?
You said De'Eric.
Yeah, well, that he was my outside chance. Spencer Rattler was my original pick, which you see where either of these guys have gotten me. Listen, I'm wrong sometimes. It's very rare. You got me.
Yeah, for my third pick, I'm taking the UCLA Bruins on the money line.
Okay.
So they are the underdogs traveling to Washington. So UCLA is 4-2 compared to Washington, who's 2-3. Also, UCLA is 4-2 against the spread, where Washington is 1-4 against the spread. So UCLA is 2, but I'm taking them out right on the money line to upset Washington.
Ooh, I love that pick. I like the way this UCLA Bruins team plays. DTR, their quarterback, he's a stud. So I like that pick. You're rolling right now. Okay, I see you, Alexis.
Yeah, DC,
what do you got?
So earlier in the year, I was riding that BYU underdog. I don't know if you remember, but I had two games where they're playing ranked teams and they're underdogs, and I picked them straight up. So I'm back. I'm going.
Okay.
BYU versus Baylor. They're a 6.5-point underdog, so I'm gonna look to go 3-0 with that. I'm picking them straight up.
BYU is DC's super dog, not to get copyrighted by College Game Day or anything, but. No, I mean, I love these picks you guys are throwing out. It's crazy because I don't have any of these games that you guys are saying. But with my third pick, I'm going to go ahead, and I am sorry, DC. I feel like I'm undefeated when I take these Virginia Tech games this year, and I'm going to go ahead and take it. And I'm going to take Pittsburgh laying that 4.5 on the road. Pittsburgh has scored 52 points, 77 points, 41 points, 41 points, 51 points so far this season. I don't see Virginia Tech having the firepower to keep up with them. I know Pittsburgh's on the road, but this Panthers offense is no joke this year. So I'm go ahead and take Pittsburgh laying 4.5 against the Hokies. Sorry, homie.
No, I'm completely fine with it. Actually, let's go to Alex's next pick.
So, oh boy, I'm gonna have to ride that bandwagon. So I'm gonna take Pittsburgh minus 5.
It's 5.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll lay the 5.
Blacksburg, which we know to take on Dakota's favorite team, Virginia Tech. But honestly, I've learned this from Dakota because he's the one always betting against his team. So I figured I might as well take Pitt to cover the spread on the road. So
yeah, hey, we hate the Hokies. I think that's the premise. Definitely, at this point. Even DSA hates them worse than we do at this point. So DSA, do you have this?
Actually, I only have one more game left, but I'm going to go with the over on that game.
What was it
as
at?
You said, Pitt's been scoring at will. They averaged 52 a game, and Virginia Tech just allowed 32 to a Notre Dame team who has been very underwhelming on offense. They still don't know who their quarterback is. And, actually, depending on the status of Braxton Burmeister, Virginia Tech's quarterback, I don't like him, but he showed heart last week. He was hurt and he came back, almost led him to a victory. But if he does play, I like the over. If he doesn't, I'm going to switch that to the under.
Okay, so you're throwing out a conditional pick. I see you. Yeah, hey, we'll keep track of it. That was your last game then? Or no, you got one more?
Yeah, that's all I had.
Okay, so I got two more. I think, Alexis, what do you have? Two more as well?
I have one more.
Okay, yeah, okay, that works. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and take a team that's playing the best team in the country. I'm taking Kentucky. They're getting 22.5 points. They're number 11 in the country, and Georgia has been rolling everybody. At some point, it has to kind of slow down, and if Kentucky loses by more than three touchdowns, I would truly be shocked. So I'm going to just go ahead and take Kentucky in that 22.5 against Georgia. And I mean, I almost put the NLOD on it, but I'm not going to. I'm going to leave it there. Alexis, what's your last pick?
So for my last pick, I'm going to take the Miami UNC over 63. So these two teams combined average 66 points scored. Both defenses combined average 53 points allowed. So I think I'm going to go with the over on 63.
I have the same game. So I'm going to kind of round it out with, I have a, first I had them straight up, but I ended up making these two games a teaser. I had six picks. I made them five. I have North Carolina teased down to minus one because they're 7-point favorites. I know Miami's without De'Aaron King. I don't feel comfortable laying 7 points with this Tar Heels team. They are extremely underwhelming this year. Maybe when I picked Virginia Tech against them first game of the year, it wasn't much of an upset because the Tar Heels are really bad. So, but I think they are able to pull this one out, get the win. I'm also going to tease that I'm going to take LSU. They are getting 11 points against Florida. And when I see that line, I immediately want to jump on a teaser. So I'm taking LSU at home plus 17 against the Gators. I know they've lost really close games this year, but I think this Tigers team can cover 17. So that would be my teaser, my fifth pick. I only have five this week. I'm just going to try to get my units up. So I'm going to take North Carolina minus one, LSU plus 17. And real quick, the NLOD, I didn't say it on the NFL show, but the NLOD this week is the Rams game under 47. I had hinted at it huge, but I'm going to just say it live right now for the end of the show. NLOD is the LA Rams under 47. Anything else, D-Say? What do you got?
Nope, I got nothing else.
Right on. Alexis, do you have anything else? You killed it.
No, I do not. Just that's it.
Yeah, see, it's a nice quick show, and we appreciate you being on, taking the time out of your day to jump on the show with us. We're super happy to have you on. I love the three-team teaser. You had some unders in there. I love that. So, or over, I'm sorry. You had that over. But, yeah, you killed it. Put a lot of good knowledge out there, and like we said, you can't get any worse than our last guest picker. So it only goes up from here. So Thank you so much, Alexis. D-Say, appreciate you getting this all together. We got another mini-sode in the books. Appreciate everyone being here. For your host, Nate, co-host D-Say, special guest picker, Alexis, we are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Peace out.
Bye. Thanks.
Peace. I'm out of here.